So, when I was in high school, I did rowing. I was on the crew team, and rowing is a really—it's a different sport than the other ones, because although there's this certain aspect of individualism in that you're rowing as hard as you can personally, it's one of the purest team sports, I think, because every guy in the boat relies on the other guys in the boat pulling their hearts out just as well as you are, and it's something that's. It's very, I think it's unique to rowing. But it was a great experience in high school to be able to row. I remember waking up at 5:30 in the morning, on a Saturday in high school when everybody else was sleeping. You get on the river and it's peaceful. The water is calm, it's flat. There's no wind, and the only thing you can hear are the paddles, the oars in the water. And it's a peaceful moment. And then as soon as your warm-up is over, that the world becomes this, it's absolute bedlam when you guys are all rowing at the same time. I think it's really stark, the contrast between when you first get on the water and then when you really get into it. And then, just like that, in the blink of an eye, in a split second, once you've finished your piece, it's all over, and the world becomes this peaceful place again. And then by the time you're done practice, it's maybe 7 a.m., and everybody else is still sleeping, but you've just done your workout for the day. You've just done your mission for the day. And it's a unique sport, and it's something that teaches discipline, and something that teaches you lessons that that carry throughout the rest of your life. So it's a great sport. I would encourage anybody to row, to at least give it a try. And I think it's shaped a lot of my perspective. Absolutely.